As you know, we're a humble little radio show, but we do get around the traps. Our broadcast range takes us up to Nelson's Bay, out the back of the Upper Hunter, and down, of course, to the Central Coast. And as it turns out, more than 12,000 kilometres away to Alaska. It does sound a little bit scratchy, though.
Oscar Winnie Atkins was born on the 9th of June 1981 in Melbourne.
I don't know whether you picked that up. It sounds like Philip Clark on Nightlife, but Paul B. Walker Jr. recorded that. He's the program director of a community radio station in McGrath, Alaska, and he's been good enough to come on and tell us how it all happened. G'day, Paul.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
So how did you come to make that recording?
I have a hobby that is listening for distant radio stations, and every morning before my local sunrise, I go outside, yes, even when it's cold. I was outside when this happened. I was tuning across the dial, and a couple minutes prior, I'd heard Nightlife with Philip Clark on 4QD in Emerald, Queensland. So I kind of had a sense of what it sounded like, and I was just tuning across the dial. And here in the U.S., our AM stations are on 10 kilohertz channels, 1230, 1240, 1250.
Yep.
Down there in Australia, you're on 9 kilohertz channels. So when I hit 1233, I heard something start to kind of act like there was a signal trying to come in. So I hit record, and what I got was what you just heard.
Paul, you mentioned you get up early to record radio stations all over the world. You'd have a massive collection by now, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely, I do. The current computer I've had since the fall of 2019, and I have 788 files totaling 1.24 gigs. Most of the audio, for listeners' comparison, is saved somewhere between the quality of FM radio and a CD, depending on what I hear.
Wow, it's extraordinary. Do you record all languages or just English-speaking stations?
I will record all languages. As long as I think I have something in that clip that someone who speaks that language can identify, I'll record it. And I have friends who speak and understand several other languages, so it doesn't make it as hard for me as it might for someone else.
But you're a radio man, which is interesting. Tell us about your job that you do at the community radio station.
I am the program director for KSKO in McGrath, Alaska. The station is actually turning 40 years old this summer. We launched in the summer of 1981. That was 2 years before I was born. And my job as program director entails a bunch of things because I'm the only staff here. I have one part-time staff, but I'm the only management, only full-time staff. I do an on-air show several days a week that consists of a variety of different kinds of music. We do weather. We read local announcements. I troubleshoot technological problems, and I handle administrative duties. We serve a very, very, very rural area. Our main village, which is McGrath, is 300 people across a span of what I think amounts to about 250 kilometers. We serve 1,000 people.
Wow. And tell us about the township. You say it's rural. What sort of produce is grown there? Is it grazing? Is it crops? What do you do there? I suppose crops are a bit tough in that climate.
We don't actually really grow any crops up here. It is way too cold and not enough sunlight. We get, in the winter, we get 6 hours of sunlight a day. And some people might grow crops and greenhouses in their house, but as a grand scale thing, no. A lot of the industry out here, there's gold mining out here, there's construction out here, and stuff like that. This town, I believe, also might have used to have an Air Force base nearby, too. So there's not a whole heck of a lot out here.
Yeah. So what do you do when you're not at the radio station? How do you get your kicks?
I am usually upstairs above the studio in my apartment, just basically watching TV. There's not a whole heck of a lot to do, especially when it gets to 20 or 30 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. outside. So I watch a lot of TV, quite honestly, and in the morning before sunrise, go out and tune the distant AM dial.
Fantastic. What about some of that traditional stuff that you're in a very, very remote location? In fact, you've got to fly in, haven't you, to McGrath?
Yes, there we are 230 miles. I don't have the conversion. We are 230 miles northwest of Anchorage. The only way to get here is by plane. You can snow machine or sled dog up, but that doesn't happen too often.
So is there a strong tourism factor to the local economy?
A little bit, yes. If anyone out there has ever heard of the Iditarod dog mushing race, it's somewhat internationally known. Big dog mushing race that's been going on for nearly 50 years. We are a major stop on that, and in non-COVID times, this town has been extremely busy, and people come up here in sometimes in the winter for hunting, because we are a very rural area. This place is great for hunting and fishing as well.
Paul, just tell me, how cold is it outside at the moment?
Right now, it's actually kind of warm. It is 15 degrees above zero Fahrenheit, but we've had as cold as about 15 or 20 below Fahrenheit earlier this week.
So at 15 degrees, you're about minus 9 Celsius at the moment, so that's pretty darn cool. Not much need for a freezer inside. You could just leave all your frozens out on the front porch, couldn't you?
Yeah, you probably could, but then you are going to run into the ravens picking at them and taking them off, or the moose, which we have had a moose walk up to our porch at the radio station before and walk off with your stuff.
Wow. So just describe your life for it. Are you loving life in McGrath, Alaska?
Most of the time, yes. You know, we have technology go sideways, as I call it. You know, computer going wrong or whatever. But yes, I get a chance to do what I always wanted to do growing up. I'm 37. I've been in radio 18 years. It's what I wanted to do as a kid. I'm doing it. And kind of like ABC, I'm getting to serve the public. And I'm doing radio that I think makes a difference. And there's some satisfaction out of that every day.
Well, it certainly sounds like it, Paul. Thank you so much for giving us an insight into your life. And thanks for getting in touch after picking up our station and hearing one of our national presenters, Philip Clark, doing the Nightlife Show on our dial.
It was a thrill. Thank you so much for having me. And it was equally a thrill to pick up the 1233 kilohertz signal.